Welcome to Faithful Not Flawless. We are your hosts. I'm Carrie.
I'm Krista.
And I'm Julia.
We're glad that you joined us today, and we just had a really good, we're just having some good blessing time right now. Mm-hmm. Joining one another and just having just a good moment of just sharing with one another, just Christian women just laughing at each other.
laughing with each other.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then sometimes not.
sometimes it's at each other. But you know what would life be without laughter?
Oh, it would be so boring.
It would.
It would.
And I'm sorry, sometimes I laugh at myself.
Me too.
Me too.
And sometimes I wonder if God laughs. Like, girl, you better get yourself together.
I laughed at myself earlier. I'm telling on myself. So it was so stupid. I was watering the cows, or I thought I was going to water the cows. So I had unwound the water hose because my son very graciously wound them all up yesterday for me. It was really nice. I unwound them and I stretched them all out and I was putting them out there. And, you know, they were separated and I go over there and turn it on. And I'm like, I didn't connect them. I can tell you right now, I laugh so hard. I was like, God, you don't have to make fun of me.
Let's just keep that between ourselves.
It's between us and now the whole world. So it's fine. It's fine. But you're not the only one if you have these moments. I walked over there and it literally just ran for like a few seconds. But I was just like, I laughed at myself and I just kinked the hose and put it together and walked back over there like, okay, no big deal. The cows didn't know. So it didn't matter.
That's right.
But the funny thing is that's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are times we just have the greatest of intentions and we hook everything up, or so we think. Mm-hmm. And then we only get heartway and we're like, oh yeah, I forgot that part.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
if you have that same, here we go. So here, mm-hmm. Squirrel. Yeah. So. And Julie's got a great word. And I love that we can share this with you guys and just spend a little time in the word and just encourage one another, because really that's what we do. Yeah. You know, through the hoses that we don't connect and things like that, people can relate to this because I relate to this. I laugh at myself. You all laugh at us all the time. Yeah. So, we love that. But it's joining together as a Christian family and talking about our love, the love and lover of God. Mm-hmm. We're the lovers of God and he's the lover of us. Mm-hmm. And how amazing that is. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to let Julie take it away.
I'm going to have a confession. I forgot it was my turn to speak. So I have my pen ready. I was going to take notes on who was talking. I didn't have my stuff open when Carrie started opening. I was like, oh, it's me. I forgot. It's me. So hoses, forgetfulness, you know, they all just kind of run together. It's just, you know, funny little things that we do. Kind of like putting two contacts in one eyeball and wondering why you can't see all the other eye. I'm guilty of that myself.
It happens.
It does. Life happens. It happens, you guys. It just does. And one part of life is testing. Mm. This is a part we all go through. Mm-hmm. It's some testing, man. So I just
not my favorite.
No, absolutely not.
Not my favorite.
So I kind of call this testing 1, 2, 3. Have you ever felt like some people were just trying to test you? Mm-hmm. Trying to test your limits?
Yep.
I mean, really test you. Right. Right? Like I always tell my son, you're really testing me, dude. Like, let's stop. Don't push any more buttons.
And he's like, Jesus. Oh, wait, hold on. There's one more. I haven't quite got there yet.
But we read so many times throughout the New Testament where the Pharisees and Sadducees would come to test Jesus, mm-hmm. or to trap him in his words or doing. So if we don't think that Jesus understands when we go through testing, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He understands probably more so than anybody else would. Mm-hmm. We read in Matthew 16:1, it says, and you know, when I'm reading in Matthew and even later in like Mark, Luke, like it still says this throughout. One day, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus. You read that so many times about the Pharisees and Sadducees testing Jesus, trying to entrap him, trying to snare him. I truly believe that they did not have the revelation that he was the true Messiah. Or if they did, there was jealousy of what he was doing and accomplishing was outweighing the truth. Mm-hmm. They were constantly testing Jesus, just hoping to catch him in a sin, a lie, or for him to just really mess up.
Yeah.
Jesus was without sin. Yeah. He is the one true Messiah, the Son of God.
Yeah.
How foolish was it for them to test and try him, but their flesh got in the way.
They just wanted to be right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter what.
Right? Mm-hmm. Pride.
Yeah.
Pride of being why is it not coming to my mind?
They were so focused on that religion piece.
Yes. Yeah.
And all these different laws that had to be done.
Yeah.
They couldn't see any other way but that.
Couldn't see past it. They couldn't.
So sad.
It is. Have you ever felt like that? Mm-hmm. Like people are just testing you, trying to catch you in a trap?
Yes, I have.
All the time. I feel like maybe that might be a daily thing, right? It could be. And I know most of you are going to relate to this because it just feels like every time you turn around, there's a testing. Somebody is just trying to just pick at you to make you react instead of respond. I know Kristen and I have talked about that so much, about responding instead of reacting. And that is not always easy to do.
No.
It is not, especially when someone's just super testing you. Mm-hmm. In John 15, 18 through 25. I like the New Living Translation. I don't honestly remember what translation Krista has. My sister has a different one. You know, I like getting the different translations because it's so good. Sometimes I don't get out of one what I've gotten out of the other. And I'm like, oh, man, I didn't really see it like that before. So, you know, maybe you're sitting in your translation of Bible that you like. But I mean, I like to go back and forth through different ones. But the one I'm giving right now is going to be the New Living Translation. And this is John 15, 18 through 25. It says that the world hates you. Remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it. But you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. They will do all this to you because of me, for they have rejected the one who sent me. They would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Anyone who hates me also hates my Father. If I hadn't done such miraculous signs among them that no one else could do, they would not be guilty. But as it is, they have seen everything I did, yet they still hate me and my Father. This fulfills what is written in the scripture. They hated me without cause.
Yes.
Jesus spoke the truth. He lived the truth. He is the truth and the life. Mm-hmm. So we should not be surprised when people test us and try to trap us in fault. Because if they did it to our Lord and Savior, they will do that to us even now. Mm-hmm. And we do see that. We all see that. We all have those tests that people are constantly trying to snare or throw words against us, or, you know, trying to bring lies against us. And it is inevitable. I mean, Jesus says this, like, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. If they're not going to listen to me, they're not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why are we surprised?
I am every time, though.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is surprising.
But sometimes it's my pride that gets in the way because I feel like I have to defend.
Yeah.
And I don't.
That's right.
Right. He's our defender.
He is our defender.
Vengeance is mine, says and God. Yeah.
You have to step back and go, oh, you know.
Okay.
Recently just experienced this, so I understand. But God was like, what makes you right? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stepping back. Okay.
Yep.
Have your way, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have your way. And it went a whole different direction.
Mm.
But my pride was in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I came to my own defense. Not, I don't need to come to my own defense. God comes to our defense.
That's right.
Right.
And it's so easy to fall into that path.
I think that's where, I know I shared this with you too earlier this week, just because you can doesn't always mean that you should.
Right.
So when you have a chance to react to something, doesn't always mean that you should. You know, it's not, it's easier said than done sometimes, because it is just our flesh, human nature to want to lash out when someone is attacking us, correct? It's hard sometimes. You know, Jesus says, turn the cheek, let them slap the other cheek. You know, it's hard to do that sometimes, especially, you know, when it's just a personal attack on you and someone's trying to throw you under the bus for something you didn't do or trying to make you look bad. It can be super frustrating. And, you know, it just makes you just want to sometimes just spout out something that you shouldn't. And we're all guilty of that. We all battle with that. We struggle with that testing that comes against us. Right. And it is, you're right, it is surprising. Even though it shouldn't surprise us, sometimes I think it does.
It does.
And I think you're right. Sometimes I think pride can be the reason that it does. Or sometimes we wouldn't expect it from a person. And it surprises
sometimes
us.
Sometimes it's the least.
It's the least expected. Person you expect that it comes from.
Yes.
Mm. That's true. That is so true.
But does it come from a place of love? Or is it an attack against yourself and because of who you are?
Yeah.
And whose you are.
I was going to say, whose you are. We're both thinking it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is the case itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just as you read earlier, they're going to hate us because they hated him.
Yeah.
So why do we expect anything different?
Right.
But we do. This is not our home. Mm-mm. This isn't our home. No. We're just visitors.
That's
passing
right.
through. And our lives are just a short time. Mm-hmm. But Jesus lived a short time too. I've lived longer than he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the world. He's obviously alive. But
on this earth.
Yes, on this earth. And I'm like, what an impact
he had.
He had upon humanity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they still hated him.
And he still loves us.
Yeah.
Right. He still loves us through all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amazing miracles.
Yeah.
That he performed, how he changed the demonic man. And the people that he saved and healed the hand and fed the 5,000.
Yeah.
Fed the, I don't know how many.
How many
miracles he truly did.
Right, yeah.
Right.
An amazing life.
Yeah.
That he showed us.
Yeah.
And he freely gave that.
He did. Even through the testing.
Yeah.
Even through the trying times. Even when he was surrounded by Pharisees and Sadducees who were trying to catch him in something just to fault him because they were blinded.
Yeah.
I think they were truly blinded by religion. And I think maybe even part of jealousy because of what he was doing. You know, they hadn't seen a lot of these things done before. Mm-hmm. You know, no one has seen someone raised from the dead. And he called Lazarus out. He raised a girl from, you know, there's so many things. And it's sad when people's hearts are so hardened. And they're blinded. And they are just blindly testing people. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a revelation. Or sometimes, you know, the enemy will use that to attack you. Just like he did with Jesus. You know, it says that even Satan tempted Jesus for 40 days. You know, he tempted him right before he was going to be crucified. Like he took him to the wilderness and he tempted him. I'll give you all these things. Mm-hmm. If you'll just bow to me. Like, I wanted to say, who are you to try to tempt the Son of God?
Right.
Right? Like, Jesus already knew all that would be his, under his authority.
But he repeated the scripture to
him. Yes, he did. Yes.
And that is where the strength
that
we need to rely on is in the scripture.
Yes.
It's in the words of Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, that's what we need to be saying over our lives because he gave us the greatest examples.
Yes, he did.
He was going through all this and he quoted scripture to them. Mm-hmm. He gave them examples.
Yeah.
He tried to turn the hardened heart.
Yeah.
And he was disgusted by the way they would not change.
Yeah.
It was sad to him. He knew what he was going to give up. He knew what he was going to give his life for, and he still did it. Mm-hmm. All in it to save us.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, he still did.
Yeah.
What amazing,
yes.
Amazing God we serve.
Yeah.
You know, there's, it's hard to, when someone is testing you, hating you, throwing everything under the sun at you, to just stop for a second and say, God, keep me humble.
Mm-hmm.
God, keep me obedient.
Yeah.
Lord, give me words to speak. Or if I'm not supposed to speak, keep me quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just let you vindicate me. Let you do that. Because I don't want to react in a way that doesn't show you.
Mm-hmm.
That might push that person further away from you.
Yeah.
By my words, by my mm-hmm. actions, mm-hmm. even through the testing.
Yeah.
Even through the testing.
Yeah.
Let my life speak of you
mm-hmm.
and not of my flesh.
May I glorify you in every action that I do.
Yeah. Every word spoken.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you said action because I actually wrote something. Actions, so a lot of times, speak louder than words.
They do. Yeah.
They do. So watch your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the testing, watch your actions. Are they actions or reactions?
Right.
Mm, there you go. That's good.
Action yeah. or reaction.
That's good.
So watch that. We all have been through some, a lot of testing this past week, not including the weeks before. And we were all talking a little bit and sharing a little bit before we started today. And it's just, there's been so much testing, so much just test mm-hmm. after test after test. But you know, God's with us in the testing.
Yes, he is.
And he will help you to do the action instead of reaction
mm-hmm.
if you ask him.
Yeah. He just wants that communication with you. He wants to show you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm right here with you.
Yeah. Right. I've been through this.
Yeah.
I've been through this and I'm right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally. Yeah. Read my word. See where I was tested.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Seek how I responded.
Yeah.
And follow my example.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Thank God for Jesus. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've done.
Yeah.
For allowing the breath in our lungs
mm-hmm.
to be able to sing your praises.